and we'll get started again in about 30 seconds. In the meantime, how many of us thought that David Kavanaugh delivered? Did I tell you he was over the top? Want to make a small correction. Several of the people who went and invested in his package, we told you it was going to be $29.97 U.S. I got good news for you. It's $27.42. So we didn't charge anybody $29.97. We'll be charging $27.42. You might want to make that note just so you know how much extra room you got in your credit card to make another investment here. If you see it wise. Okay. Hey, you are in for a treat with our next speaker expert. And again, he's one of the people that comes from UK. He's one of the people that we found early on. And we said, this guy looks good. He's got a lot going. Oh, excuse me, doesn't look good physically. I mean, he looks good as far. But we said, Alan, would you like to help us bring the World Internet Summit to the UK? And he stepped up to the plate, and that's not really an easy thing. I mean, that's a lot of work, a lot of effort, and he's really worked hard putting this thing together for you. But that's not what he's going to talk to you about today. He's going to talk to you about, well, let me ask you this. Who came here to learn how to make money on the Internet? Uh-huh. Well, that's not what he's going to talk about. Who came here to learn how to make a lot of money on the Internet? That's what Alan Forrest Smith is going to talk to you about. Let's welcome him.
Do you like stories? Fiction or real life? Real life. Okay. There was this young lad. And he was just an average kid. And he was born in 1963. Now this young lad didn't have anything special going for him. In fact, he had a very ordinary upbringing. He was brought up in a place called Leith in Edinburgh. That's in Scotland for our foreigners here. And his mum had four kids, but she never worked. And his dad was just a DIYer. Whatever arrived on the day, he would do it to make some money to feed the four kids. And they lived on about the fourth floor. In fact, the address was called B59 Fort Place. And this block of flats, a tenement block, which is the kind of housing you have in Scotland. And he lived in this flat until about 1970. And in 1970, this young kid's mum and dad decided to do something revolutionary for the kind of people who lived in that area. And what they did is, they grew up in an environment where you stayed where you were born and you never moved on. And you grew up in the village and you died in the village. And you did what everybody else in the village was going to do. So these parents decided to take these four kids to a new life. And they brought them over to England in 1970. And things started to change from there. Because what happened in 1970 was, for the first time ever, this young lad had started to see things like cows, sheep. I can even remember the very first time I saw a frog. I'd been used to seeing seals, lobsters, big crabs, sharks sometimes, all this kind of thing in the harbour because we lived in a fishing harbour. So we'd seen all those stuff. But to see the everyday average things we'd never seen. Never seen them at all. So because of what happened when they moved over to England, they decided that probably the best thing to do was to bring their kids up mainstream. So your parents are then saying to you, You've got to go to school. You've got to work hard at school. You've got to get decent grades. Because you've got to think about the day you leave school and you get a job. Because whatever job you choose is going to make such a massive difference to the rest of your life. So you get to the age where you're about to leave school and you haven't got a clue what you're going to do. But what you do know is your parents are saying to you things like, well, you've got to get a house at one point. You've got to buy a car. You've got to get a pension. So that when you retire at 65, although you're only 16 now, you're going to be looked after. So what happened to that little lad? You see, sometimes it just takes one little act to make a massive change. And I didn't take the first act. My mum and dad did, when they left Scotland and came to England. And what we're going to hear at the end of this talk is what that actually ended up with. Because it's a good story. Because it's just about average people doing average stuff, having an average life, but how an average person can make a change which can literally explode the way they live their life. Do you think you are average, or do you think you're special? Are you doing anything special? See, every morning we wake up, we do something special. Because we're alive. And we can make changes because we're alive. And because we can wake up in the morning and breathe, and go downstairs and eat and drink, which some people can't do, it's fantastic. And we've got 24 hours every day, just like everybody else has 24 hours every day. We've got 7 days a week, just like everybody else has 7 days a week. But what we, you, do with your time every week is the one thing that's going to make a big difference to your life. So who's ready to learn how to make some money on the internet? Yeah? Should we show you a few little things? And we'll tell you about the little boy again after and see what happened. So we're ready? Yeah. Let's have the lights up then. Come on, helper. Let me just, because I know I hit this before, let me just fix that. If I can. That's it. Okay. I'm Alan from orangebeetle.com. If you don't know anything about me, just go to Orange Beetle and have a look and you can find out plenty of information. So, what we're going to do is, I just want to ask you three little questions. Who wants to make some cash on the internet? Who wants to make some cash on the internet? Good. Who wants to transform the current lifestyle they have right now and do something a little bit more special and give you more freedom? Yeah. Are you sure?
Yes.
Who wants to create a business online that hardly needs any attention? It's just literally plug and go. Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do you want me to give you the keys to a high street shop and be weighed down with all that junk? So we're going to do this online, and I'm going to show you exactly some of the steps that I've been through myself. So, it'd be useful to tell you where I've come from, just very quickly, and where we are now, and how you can apply that. So why listen to me? Well, I'm an ex-hairdresser. I mean, why listen to me? Well, I'm up here as an internet expert. Nothing special. Look all right. Don't get Brett going, he's very jealous. First of all, 100% of my business is now online. 100%. I very rarely get a phone call even. It's contact forms, emails, or, you know, we do ventures when I'm on events like this. That's how I run my business. Everything I do is currently online, everything. And I came from, that was the final salon we had, the big scissor company. I came from just tied down with all that stuff that was inside the salon. It was a 24/7 business. Had all the usual hassle you have with employees, staff, all that junk, basically living other people's lives for them. It was completely strips your freedom away. Had all the usual tax issues. You knew the VAT was coming up. You knew the pay as you earn was coming up. But there was never enough in the bank because you spent it the weekend before in Laura Ashley. So being through all that, I know exactly what it's like. We've even had times we've had bailiffs knocking at the door chasing money that we've not paid for ages because you're in a trap. And I've lived everyone else's lives for them. I've supplied them with the mortgages. I've supplied them with the cars. I've supplied them with the houses. I've supplied them with the holidays. Because the wages for all that stuff has to come from somewhere. And I was the one who was nearly dying supplying everything to them. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You go to bed thinking, is he going to be there in the morning? Is she going to be there in the morning? Is somebody going to phone in sick? It's just a complete nightmare. You're completely tied down 100%. So I came from that. My main website is orangebeetle.com, which you've already seen. So a little proof for you. You just have a look at this. This is just literally over a couple of days. Just look at those dates there. It's got April the 8th to April the 12th. Got a couple of figures there. 4,100, blah, 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 blah. I think there's about 16,000 there roughly, just over a couple of days. Obviously, that is just taken online. That is from a PayPal account, so it's not from my other accounts as well. So that's just a little screenshot just to show you that I do make money online. That's another little screenshot there. The little figure in the corner is 33,470. That was taken over 2 days. Again, online. That's pounds of 33, not dollars. So, lifestyle at home. Here we go. Don't worry, I'm not going to show the messy bedrooms. Just the nice stuff. This is what my... That's not a messy bedroom, it's a messy house. This is the kind of thing the internet can give you. It was a derelict barn that me and my wife bought. And we moved into a caravan. We lived there for 12 months. In the middle of a field surrounded by sheep. While we converted the barn. That was just the back view of it. This is an aerial view. We're just in progress. So you can see my 1976 1303S Super Beetle on the drive. What a babe. And if you look very closely on the left-hand side at the front of the house and the gate, you'll see me stood there just with my shorts on. This is it now. That's just there, the back view from the field. We've got an acre field at the back. That's just the back view from the field. This is my lifestyle at the office. That was my office from Australia, Gold Coast, just a few weeks ago. 5:30 in the morning because of the time difference, you don't sleep. You want to sleep all day, but you're working. You can't sleep all night because you should be awake. But that was absolutely fabulous. And the wildlife and everything else, it was amazing. So that was my office. Again, that was one that Ted took, the same location. That was the apartment in the background where we're all staying. This was taken in Russia. I was invited over to Russia for a week to do a lecture program for 1,000 Russian hairdressers, which was really weird, believe me, really, really strange. But that was taken from the 19th floor of the hotel that I was staying in. This is where I worked for a couple of weeks last year. This was a 14th century Louis the 14th country mansion, sitting in 70 acres. It was absolutely fabulous. You could literally, actually, you know what the Alamo looked like? The film The Alamo was a square. Well, that was all set in a big square. So you had the house there, which was like an L. Then it came round, came back on itself. And at the right-hand side, there was a great big stone arch. Where you drove up a mile drive into the place. It was fantastic. Brilliant. But there was no internet connection, actually, so that was a bit of a killer. Well, actually, I'm telling you a little bit of a lie there because I used to connect on my cell phone every day. So I just did the infrared, which cost a fortune. It was costing me about £200 a week just to connect to get my email. But when you're on business and you saw the figures there for a couple of days, well, for 2 days, 33,000. well, what's 200 quid a week for infrared, which takes about 3 hours to download your email? That's a picture of my office. That is my office. That laptop computer is my office. I'm off to Los Angeles in September. I'm going straight from Los Angeles over to Calgary. We're going up into the Rocky Mountains to do the advertising masterclass for a couple of days, three special days. I've just been invited to Dubai and Bahrain for 4 days, again to do some lecturing for hairdressing salon owners. You'll understand a little bit more afterwards when I show you one of the websites I have. So that is my office. So the guy from Orange Beetle says, if you want a life like that or something like that, well, you better listen up, because I'm going to show you just how I personally have done it and how you can do it yourself very, very simply. So let's have a look at episode one. Now listen, I know you've heard me say this a few times now, but I can't say it enough. This is business. It's not a website. It's just not a website. It's not a technical thing, gizmo, gadget, flash, zips and whistles. It's nothing to do with that. This is real business, transferring what you have from the high street or from whatever else you're doing online. It's a real business, which takes a business plan, which takes some strategy, which takes some thinking. And you still have to do your banking, you still have to pay the tax man, you still have to do all that junk. Because it's a business, it's not a website. So let's get that out of the way straight away. What I wanted you to do is, I know we've had a lot of information, haven't we? We've had so much information so far, and the event still isn't over. So the amount of stuff that you're having, we need to start thinking maybe a little bit differently rather than just keep feeding you tons and tons of information. So I want you to think about a couple of different ways that you can actually run a business online. And I'm going to take you through a couple of things I've done myself. So web business. I'm going to show you a break even. A B&M business, which is a bricks and mortar business. So this was from one of the high street businesses that we had. The break even figure was 3,100 a week. So we had $3,000 to find before I could have any money. And on your quiet weeks, when you're doing 2-7, there was only one person didn't get paid. Well, two, me and the tax man. So, you know, you're really tied in there on the bricks and mortar stuff. It's tough, tough stuff. Which meant every month we had to find 12,400, which meant every year we would have to find 148,000 before we could actually get any spending money to go out and buy the nice things that you want in life, which you think your business is going to pay you. So that is the reality of a real business. You have to market the business. It costs money. It's expensive. We've heard a lot about copywriting. If you know nothing about copywriting and you go to the newspaper and you say, listen, I want to run a campaign on a magazine, what do you suggest? They say, well, what kind of business is it? So you give them an idea of what your business is. They then put the advert together. And do you get any phone calls or any response from the adverts? I've done it in the past. No, you don't. So marketing a business can be very expensive if you don't know what you're doing. And I come across clients I do consulting work with who literally spend hundreds of thousands of pounds on direct mail. But do they get any response? No, they don't. I've seen it. I've seen it so many times. Put an advert in the trade magazine, do they get any response? No. Because they're just not sure what to do with it. And they're taking the advice and the opinion of a designer who works at the local newspaper to put the advert together. And does this guy know what switches somebody on? He's got no idea. So even marketing the bricks and mortar business is expensive. It is a 24/7 baby. You have to look after, nurture, feed, help it to grow, help it to develop. It's an absolute nightmare. And if you've got your own business, you know, as the 1 hour passes in any day, when you do not think about your business. Steve? No. No way. Especially when you start having trouble with your staff. What a nightmare. So it's an ongoing thing. You see the pressure building up. It's like a pressure cooker. It's about to explode. So it's high, high tension stuff. You've got to put the time in, the energy, the goals, the visions. Oh my goodness. It's just a nightmare. Let's have a look at this then. This is the investment time for cost for Orange Beetle. So we'll just show you, because these are real figures. The break-even for Orange Beetle, this excludes my wages, it's just a running cost, is 20 quid a week. Can you understand why I don't have a high street business? It just sounds so pathetic, doesn't it? 20 quid a week. £80 a month, £960 a year, which isn't bad when you've taken 33 grand in one weekend. Is it? You break even. But you still have to market the business. You still have to do that. Don't think you're going to put a business online that's going to whoosh, because it won't do it. So you still need to put that in. You have to make, you know, you make your own hours as well. If you don't want to work today, you can have the day off as long as you've got everything set to autopilot. But the perseverance, persistence and endurance are exactly the same. And that's where everybody fails online. I can tell you now, every single client I've dealt with that's failed online doesn't stick to those last three words. Because they think, if I'm not making a killing within a couple of weeks, it's a waste of time, that internet. So again, you know, it's, the principles are the same principles. So we've got what I call market trader websites. Now you go to the market, and these guys, they bring in a product, and they sell it on the day or they sell it that month. So it's a market trader website. So what they do is they just get a product, take it to market, and push it out. It's as simple as that. So with a market trader website, this is where you get these single page items like startingapizzabusiness.com. Just a single page thing. You want to just shift it really quick. So really, you don't need a big sprawling website. You don't need loads of web pages. You just need a single page with your product on there. You can do it with a low-entry e-book. Do you make a lot of money with an e-book? Some people do. But that's all about marketing. It's not because you've written an amazing e-book. A guy sent me an absolutely brilliant copywriting e-book. He said, what do you think about this? And I had a quick look through it. I thought, yeah, it's actually really good. He'd actually ripped off another copywriter, to be honest. But the book, the format and everything, it was good. It looked nice. So I said, well, what are you going to do with it? He said, well, what do you suggest? I said, well, how much are you going to pay me? I'm not going to market your business for you. But he had a brilliant product, but he didn't know how to take it to market. And if you're thinking of doing something like an e-book as a market trader online, you need to know how to market the e-book. And this is where your joint ventures and all that kind of stuff are very, very important. A lot of market traders don't have any kind of branding at all. We're going to discover what branding really is in a minute. We're not talking about logos and all that stuff. They just put these single blank pages up, load them up, and away they go. Affiliate sites, you can do it as an affiliate. You sign up for somebody else's program. Sometimes some people will even give you a whole website. You just sign up, and you just promote it like crazy. Again, it can be quite hard to make money doing that. I mean, a few people have said to me, what affiliate stuff do you do? I don't actually do any affiliate stuff. The first affiliate thing I did for a long, long time was a couple of weeks ago when JJ sent, he said, Alan, will you do a promotion on my JV manual? And although I knew it was going to be good, I wasn't keen on doing it really, because I didn't want to change the tone of my online business. I sent it out, and within an hour I'd sold seven manuals for JJ at $300 each. So I thought, well, that's not bad, maybe I should be doing them. But that, again, that's the power of having a list. But again, your list, if you're doing affiliate stuff, your list can become a little bit exhausted with continued offers popping through every 5 minutes. So you have to be careful. Niche businesses, again, you know, when Brett talks about the underachiever stuff with Frank Kern and Ed Dale, these guys are absolutely red hot when it comes to the underachiever business, which is all these niche businesses. And some of them are brilliant. And really, the startingapizzabusiness.com or the one that Brett does, scrapbooking.com, is a good example of one of these little niche businesses. You find the market, you set up your market stall, and you feed the passing trade. Simple as that. Again, info products, we're going to go into that a little bit more in a minute. So things like, you know, startingapizzabusiness.com, dead easy. Who'd like, this is one of my, this is from, I forgot what it's called, because I have 10 of these replicated. So there's 10 pages that are exactly the same. They're just different formats just to test them. But it's exactly the same product. I think this is called Hair Salon Management, this one. So that's, again, a little niche business. And that was one I just picked up offline just to show you, dogsecrets.com. So it's a high traffic, high turnover is needed. You need to know how to take it to market. So there is good for's and against with these market trader websites. High traffic search engine, you have to play the search engine game. And that is really tough, actually, really tough. A few years ago, I did a little bit of SEO, but the changes are so fast. The competition's so fierce, especially with AdWords now. You get some companies who are buying every AdWord for everything, and the competition can be pretty fierce. So that is where the high traffic with the search engines can be a bit of a killer. Again, AdWords, you can drive it through AdWords. You can set up your own affiliate site. This is where, let me just tell you about Autopilot Riches, because it doesn't make any difference to me if you sign up for Autopilot Riches. With Autopilot Riches, I've only been using it about 18 months. Before that, I used to use about 4 different programs to pull the whole thing together. But what the 4 programs never did is they never gave me a database I could send out to market on a daily or a weekly basis. So you had to copy and paste, pull it over, drop it in. It was just a complete pain. Autopilot Riches, if you're going to buy anything, or if you don't even want to buy it, I would at least sign up for the free trial if you've got a rough idea what you're doing. Or is it it might be $3 a trial. Sign up for the $3 trial and just have a go. But don't sign up for it, because you only get 30 days if you're not going to use it. Sign up and have a go, but it's a really, really cool program for the web. As far as I'm concerned, it's the backbone of the structure of my web business. Joint venturing, what JJ does all the time. I just hate that young kid's guts, because the volume of money this kid takes makes you sick. I said, JJ, have you got a car? I said, oh, man. I've got the greatest car out there, man. I know it sounds a little like... Is that more like Ronald Reagan? Yeah. But you know, a 20-year-old kid, joint venture king. Believe me, he is a joint venture king. Wait till you hear the stuff this guy does. Bottom line, persistence needed for the market traders. Back end can be good. Corner niche at the back end can be very, very powerful. I'm expecting to take £150,000 in Bahrain and Dubai over the 4 days. That's what they're actually going to pay me. Because it's a 50-50 joint venture on this seminar, just for salon owners who are paying the ticket. My deal is I don't pay any costs, I get 50% of the ticket for the day, which is looking like it's going to sell out. So your back end can be very, very good on that stuff. That's where your seminars come in. You see, with a seminar, with a niche, because nobody actually does any niches, these businesses are more or less generic. They cover far too many fields. When people find these niches, it's like, drawn right in. I'm going to go through a little bit more of that after. So, again, with the niche, with the market traders, you can charge a high price. One of my manuals, I charge $167 for an ebook, which is quite expensive. But when you wake up in the morning, it says, you know, you've had 10 sales today. Well, it feels pretty good. And that's what it's like when you wake up. There was only one this morning. But, you know, one a day, two a day, three a day, four a day. It's pretty cool when you've been asleep all night. Again, market domination. You can duplicate, like I showed you, that web page before, the hairdressing one. There's 10 of those pages up there. There's hair salon flyers, and there's a few others. Just did some research, duplicated the web page, and just set them up as what I call a market trader stall web page. So the problem is the growth and longevity. Some of these market trader websites have a very, very limited lifespan. Some of them will also run forever. You know, for instance, Dave was talking about this Harry Potter stuff. Now, if you brought out some Harry Potter information just before the release of the movie, if you brought something out then, you're going to sell stacks of it. Are you going to sell it 12 months after the movie? Well, it's very unlikely. And that's what these market trader websites are a little bit like. Either way, just don't expect a free ride with a single web page, because you're not going to make a stack of cash with that stuff unless you absolutely dominate your marketplace. So store traders, these are the multiples. And I'm just going to show you 2 quick demonstrations of examples of a couple of what I would call stores online. The store trader, these are the guys who can have higher entry or higher volume of products, multiple products. Some of the stores have literally millions upon millions of products. Again, high maintenance. You have to add, you have to delete, you have to update, you have to change prices. You know, all this kind of stuff that goes on all the time. You have to hire people to sit there going through price lists, new price lists, old price lists, recommended retail price lists. Remember what happened with the Hoover scandal online? People, oh, they all wanted this. It's just a bit of a messy job, really, unless you're employing a ton of people. Search engine optimization is really tough for this because sometimes they can draw tons of traffic anyway, naturally, like Amazon does, and with their affiliates as well. So you can draw a lot of traffic, but it's very, very hard to SEO, search engine optimize, each individual page. Joint venturing, and again, persistence is needed. See what happened to Amazon? Amazon actually diluted their products when they started going to electronics and all this stuff. Because what do you know Amazon for? So would you go to Amazon to buy some GHD straighteners? No. But that's the kind of stuff they started selling. And actually started to dilute their store. And actually reduced. Because what was happening is people were going to the store and thinking, well, all I want is this book. But I have to trundle through tons and tons of stuff to find it. And that's why companies like Barnes & Noble have started racing, you know, racing into the competition. So again, this is a slightly different one. You really need to write this one down if you're interested in affiliate stuff. Associateprograms.com. Alan Gardine is the king of this stuff, believe me. He's been online for donkey's years. And if anybody knows anything about affiliate programs, are they worth it, are they not worth it? Second tier, third tier programs, lifetime commission programs. Alan Gardine does it, but again, he has to keep on top of his program. He has to add new stuff, has to take old stuff down, has to take links down, put new links in. It's a never-ending process again. But he still does amazing with it. Because it's a traffic game. It's just a traffic game. I mean, the whole of the internet is a traffic game. You've heard that as well. So the store trader, search engines, AdWords, affiliates, well, I put it in red because affiliates is a great way to go, but is it easy to go out and recruit 100 affiliates? It's not really. It can be quite tough, actually. It's quite tough getting one or two affiliates because there's no point having 100 affiliates and just making a couple of quid for you every month. You just want two affiliates who are going to make a bomb for you. They're going to become kind of evangelical for your product and work away just selling you a product. Joint venturing again, persistence. The back end, well, there's not really a niche for the store. There's not really a niche for the store online. And unless you're going to, like Alan Gardine, that's why I was showing you that. His niche is affiliate programs, and he does it better than anyone else. Seminar, unlikely. You get a seminar from Amazon, so you're not going to make a stack of cash doing that. High ticket, well, you're always in a price war. If Amazon are selling books at 10 quid, Barnes & Noble will do it for 9.50, Amazon will do it for 9.25, blah, 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 blah. So again, it's all that kind of stuff. Market domination is difficult unless it's ultra niche. Unless you've got a website that just does ski products, nothing else. Well, it's quite hard to keep on top of those big store websites. So what I want to take you through now is I want you to watch this one because none of the experts that I know, apart from one or two, actually do this online because, well, I'm saying because I haven't got a clue why they don't do it. But I'm going to take you through something that I think is very, very important. And the next couple of years, it's going to make a big difference to who's actually dominating the internet long term in business. So let's have a look at episode two. They're like the Star Wars theme, episode two. Because we're all going on Monday. So this one's important. And the reason it's important because you're in a position now, if you're starting a business, you are in a position to implement this from day one. And some of these guys have been doing it for 10 years and they're still running market trader websites. Now this is where the domination comes in. Now this is the return of the brand. Now not the traditional brand that we all know. For instance, I've spent, you know, BP spent 2 million quid on redesigning the logo to improve the brand. What a pile of junk. And who was the bank that did it recently? Abbey. And they changed the A to, was it an uppercase to lowercase? What an absolute pile of junk. Is that going to increase the business? Is it? What's going to happen on Monday? Hey, they've got a lowercase A now. Let's go and sign up with the Abbey. Never heard anything so outrageous. But that's the kind of things these marketing agencies get away with. You pay us £5 million, we'll make sure you're behind. Hey, what, is it Saturday today? FA Cup final. Come on. So that these companies are saying to you, we're going to put your brand behind Man United's goal. Oh no, it's Arsenal's goal. And every time Man United score, again and again and again and again, they're going to see your brand. Pardon? But have you heard anything so ridiculous? And when you talk about it openly like this, it just makes an absolute farce of that kind of marketing. They spend billions on the Coca-Cola label, the most recognised label throughout the earth. But does that mean when you go to Asda, are you going to say, I'm definitely having Coca-Cola? Or would you have Virgin Coke? Or would you have Pepsi? It's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous what they get away with. So what is branding? It's not about exposure. Branding is nothing to do with exposure. It's not about logos. It's not about TV ads. Nothing to do with TV ads. None of that junk. Actually, not the TV ads are junk. I mean, if you watch Price Drop TV, anybody watch that? Absolutely incredible. And don't you want to buy it? Direct response in action on TV. Absolutely fabulous stuff. It's not about, you know, going to the FA Cup. This is what branding is. It's when your business is the only option. That's what branding is. It's when your business is the only option. If you want to hire a truck, who do we go to? Well, I don't know, because I never hire a truck. But just as an example, we all see Eddie Staubach on the road everywhere you go. Do you automatically go to Eddie Staubach? I don't know. But the point is, what is the only option? Somebody says to you, should we go there? Oh no, I only use Eddie Staubach. Let's have a look at a couple of examples of this. And it's important, these are all offline examples, but you can apply these to anything. I'm going to show you why. What's that? Is it? What is it? No, it's a Harley. Who said Harley? It's a Honda. And if you have got long hair, you're a bit of a biker, and you like the free life, what would you love to ride if you're into bikes? And do you know why? Because the Honda's pretending to be a Harley. It's a fake. Good bike. Nothing wrong with Honda. I mean, the Japanese are churning out some amazing stuff, aren't they? Absolutely brilliant. But the point is, if you're a biker, your only option, the only bike you want, is a Harley. Nothing else. It's seen as the only option when you want to buy a Harley, when you want to buy a bike. That's branding. How powerful is that? How powerful is that? Everybody knows who's into bikes that Harley have like pretty hard suspension and they're not a great ride. But how cool do you look? Pair of ripped jeans on, your hair blowing in the wind. Well, sorry, Brett. But, that's why Brett has a Honda. Listen to this. What's that? You ever met any of those nuts? Yeah. There's one nut there. There's another nut there. And we've got Kate has an apple. How weird are they? What kind of computer you got? I don't have a computer. Oh, well, how are you online? With my Apple. But it's a computer. But you know, as well as I do, once you've had an Apple, you don't have anything else. You go to all these designers, what kind of computer you got? No, I have an Apple. You know why? Because they are seen as the only option. What an amazing piece of branding. Absolutely brilliant. Nothing to do with labels. Nothing to do with what's in the box, on the radio, on the TV. Apple are the only option. My kids want an iPod. I said, okay, lads, I'll get you one of these 20 quid MP3 things. No, I want an iPod, Dad. Oh, but it's got the same memory. Yeah, but no, Dad, you don't understand, I want an iPod. You see the power there? The only option. Oh, that is strong stuff. Do you recommend these, Brett? Jetstar?
No,
right. What's that? No, it's flying. And there's flying. When I went to Australia, I flew Emirates business class. Oh my goodness. What a weird feeling that was, I can tell you. You're in the airport, and they're all stuffed into this, you know how everyone's herded up, and you're gated in like sheep. And when you get to the airport, they say, oh, Mr. Forrest Smith, come with me. So you go up to the business lounge, you sat there with all the rock and roll stars, which everybody thought I was, of course. But so you sat there with all the stars upstairs, and you're trying to look important, you know, dropping everything. And then it's time to board the plane. Now, this is really weird, and I'm sure some of you have done this. You go into this room because you're on a massive plane. You go into this room on this massive, getting ready to go on the plane. And it's like, has anybody seen Moses part of the Red Sea? You didn't see that? It's like the hostess does that, she goes. And everybody parts and you walk down like this. Yeah, we're in business class. Really good. And you go on and you get the wine and the champagne and you've got your bed and you've got your little pod. Got 300 movies to choose from. Oh, blimey. It was amazing. Absolutely unbelievable. Let's have a look at this one. What's that? Yeah, but what is it? But what is it? Yes. What's the difference? I'll show you what the difference is. Watch this. Here's the difference. Who wants to have an L on the front when you can have one of those stars? That's branding. This is my only option. Strong stuff. You see the power there? See the power in that? They're the only option. Because once you've had stuff that's a little bit special like that, it becomes the only option in the future. And if you can't have a Mercedes, you hang on until you can get one. If you can't fly Emirates, you try and build up your miles or save a bit more money until you can fly Emirates. That's how it is. It's like Chuck sells these £1,000 pens or whatever they are. I am pretty sure that those pens, if you've owned one of those pens, you wouldn't go buy a 20p pen, would you? But that is the power of branding. It's the only option, you see. So what's all this got to do with making money online? We're not talking about developing our own airway, are we? So let's have a look. GoGenerator.com. Now, I'm using this not because Armand's here, because it's actually very, very difficult to find what I would call as an only option brand online. GoGenerator has positioning. And their positioning is good. Because everybody knows the guy behind GoGenerator, which is the company or the face for the rest of the product. Everybody knows the guy. Everybody knows they're going to deliver. Everybody knows it's going to be a breakthrough product. Everybody knows that if video or not or whatever products are going to get better, you know that the generator family are going to be doing it. So in the end, it becomes an only option. And what happens is, when you see all these internet entrepreneurs online, and you see Go Generator or whatever under the audio or the video, they're all using our man stuff. Because it's not only the only option, it's cutting edge and it's the best stuff. Great branding, really good branding there. Competitive, the prices are not expensive. They must have products. Everybody knows if you want to get a new video product or whatever, you're going to go to these guys because they know it's going to be good. Cutting edge, excellent service. Excellent service. So the Generator family, just in case you don't know, just grabbed a few. You've got sales letter, video, audio, screen cam, e-cover generator. Good example of business online branding. There we go. There's some of Arman's pages. Here's another one. SiteSell. Have you heard of SiteSell? They've been around for donkey's years. They've got a very, very hardcore following. A very loyal following again. Again, similar to Arman's. Must have products. Excellent service. You see how they've made their products look similar as well. They've just changed. They're obviously completely different products. They're all good products. I've used them all apart from one. Make your site sell. And make your knowledge sell. Make your words sell. Another good example of branding or only option products online. Again, what I want you to do is, you see what Google have done as well these days. When you go for a search now, what do people say? Well, go to a search engine like they used to do. They say, well, check it in Google. Wow, that is pretty powerful stuff. AdSense, AdWords, Gmail, tools, new video tools that Mike showed you coming out. I mean, I know when I check the news online, I just go to Google News now. Good stuff. Again, we've got Amazon, Virgin, Emirates, Amiga. I've seen Amiga watches when they're delivered. Have you seen an Amiga watch being delivered? Well, that's an Amiga watch. And they come in a square leather box. And when you open this leather box, out comes like a little red leather-bound book, which is an instruction manual. It's about that thick. I thought it was a Bible or something. Yeah. And it's an instruction manual for a watch. Then you get a card with a key on, and you get all the other stuff. And when you lay it out, it looks brilliant, really good. So another good example, if you've had an Amiga watch, you wouldn't have another. BMW, Man United, love them or hate them. You've got to admit they've done a good job. You know, these kids in these African countries or whatever, they all want a David Beckham top. Well, they used to play for United. Or they all want a Man United top. That is pretty strong stuff. So, and that is what branding is. That is what it is. It's nothing to do with it. I've got a great logo. It's nothing to do with that. You see how you can develop that into your own website? Because you're at the beginning of your business. You don't understand how you can develop that into your own website. Yeah? Yeah, logos, yeah, yeah. And it's a good point he's raised, actually, because, you know, I've seen clients who've spent a fortune on logos. Right. A nice logo is good. I mean, I've spent time on my websites. A nice logo is good, but it isn't the brand. Because you can have great logos, great-looking products, but the brand can be poor. So, you know, but what I'm trying to say is the logo isn't the brand. The brand is the only option product. So remember, we're just talking business here, so we need some directions. Let's just go into this about actually building this product, building this brand. There's six things you should consider. What makes you different from others when you start your website? Have you got a unique selling point, a competitive edge which makes you different? Do you have that within your business? Do you stand out in the crowd, or are you just a me too product, just a copycat product? You saw those copycat products before. Looked like a Harley Davidson, but it's not a Harley Davidson. Have you got something really worthwhile to say, or is it just the same old, same old, same old, same old stuff? Value, plenty of it. Different. Can you create a following that's evangelical to the point that when they think about this kind of product, they only look to you for that product? A strong brand online will give you longevity. It will give you a long lifespan. Creates loyalty, reason to come back again. Creates and feeds the market for the product. Stirs interest from other areas. People are attracted to a strong brand And then you become the only option for that product. So you can see how this offline world actually does affect the online world. Because you still have principles that need to be implemented to your online world. You still need to apply those principles, the same principles. Right, I'm just going to, because I'm getting flagged for time, so I'm going to take you through one of my sites. Just very quickly, these were all the hairdressing sites. Which, hairdressing sites are very, very me too. I'll just show you this one, because this is what they all tend to look like. They don't offer anything. I typed in hair salon management. You tend to get the big face like that. You see the little line there, marketing and financial advice? Well, that's not hairdressing marketing in the slightest, is it? But what I did with hairy.com, which made it a market leader and brings in lots of other income revenue streams for me, I just took all the information I'd built over 15, 16 years in my mind, put it down on paper. And what I did is I decided to create a little bit of a rebellious website, which was kind of anti-hairdressing establishment, but it gave frontline information for hair salon owners. Because in that industry, like other industries, you tend to get bluffed through and waffled on and ripped off when you're a salon owner. So what that site did is it cut out all the junk. It just gave them, it either said, yeah, this stuff's a pile of junk, or this stuff's really good and it will build your business. It gives them tips on how to approach the reps, how to get the best deals off reps, etc., etc., etc. So that was one niche, which you can have a look in your own time, hairy.com. And again, we're just going to flick through that little bit. That is the new design for hairy.com, which hasn't gone up yet. Again, it's just designed to strengthen the impact. You know, we're talking about logos. To some extent, they are important, but you still got to deliver the product. Again, this is why it became a bit of a very well-known site within our industry. That article there, why most reps are total creeps. Now, that actual one brought in more phone calls and complaints than any from reps and companies. The head guy over at Goldwell phoned me up, going absolutely mad. Who do you think you are? I said, well, the fact is, it's true. So that was one. Here's another quick one. Most stylists should be sacked. But the thing is, if you're a salon owner, you can relate to this stuff. And that is why it's such a good niche product. It's a very strong brand. This is the sort of stuff we sell from there. How to open a hairdressing salon and save thousands in the process. I want you to start thinking about your business when you're looking at these. Start thinking about the kind of stuff that you can do relating to what you actually do, what you know, creating your information business online and how you can apply it. How to open a car showroom and save thousands in the process, etc. How to stop stylists leaving your salon and working over the road. How to get your receptionist doubling your salon profits. And there's more, and there's more, and there's more, and there's more. And the result is that site brought me a lot of media attention within the hairdressing industry. Loads of sales, well, as you can imagine, yeah. Offers you would have only dreamt about before going over to Russia. Work, freedom, more control, decent, healthy bank balance. This was I wrote a column in this magazine for about 3 years. Don't do it now, just for time, the time aspect, really. And there's just a little bit of proof that it was me that wrote it. That went to 30,000 UK national hairdressing salons. So it's pretty wide distribution for absolutely free. So suddenly you're selling loads of books that you wouldn't have sold before. It wasn't costing me a penny. It was there every single month. It was advertising that I would normally have to spend an absolute fortune for. Sales, lots of them. There's an email inbox with sales from that website. Again, sales from that website. Sales from that website. That was in Russia, as you can tell. That was in this old communist place. That was outside the window. The hotel, that was one of the typical Russian statues that you see. That was just the brochure that my name was misspelled in. Now, this was a nice one. This is when me and Brett were down at the Gold Coast surfing. I was just doing a bit of bench pressing on the beach. I said, Alan, get your camera! But he was Australian, not American. And so as Brett was walking out the beach, I just got a secret snap of him, but I don't think he's seen this yet, so... So listen, it's dead easy. Just use what you know. Whatever you actually know about life or your business or whatever, just use it. It's dead easy, because the reality is, it's the searcher that controls the web, not the media. And they're searching for the kind of stuff that you know. How do I? How do you? How do we? That is what they sit and type in. They don't type in Abbey National. They just don't type it into Google. Well, you see, we're saying Google again. See the branding. You know, and that's how it works. Solve problems, offer solutions, build a relationship, create trust, be unique, find a twist. Look at Harry.com. Kind of the rebellious website of that the hairdressing business. And what happens is, it actually attracts people. You know, you get phone calls. I had a phone call one day from a Japanese lady, and they wanted me to go over to Japan to do this interview on TV and then do a little bit of lecturing. I didn't go, but that's what happens. When you create these niche websites, it tends to attract people because you're saying something different. But if you're saying the same old, these music guys, they got my head thinking before about the music business, because they're putting their magazine online. I thought, what a great niche that is. You can have like a real rock and roll website, completely rebellious, goes against everything the industry says, and gives them cutting edge information. What a brilliant product. Absolutely brilliant. So 6 steps. Specialise. Niche. Controversial. Get on the side of the visitor. Be the only option. First choice. Radical loud. Stick to what you know and the cash will follow. Please don't go away from here and think, right, I'm going to do internet marketing. Just honestly, don't waste your time doing that. Because that's what, you know, you're going to be up against Corey Rudd, Marlon Sanders and all these guys. If you're going down that path, you've no chance. Do something niche, which is going to earn you a lot of money. Selling for search engines. I'm going to get shot because we're really running out of time now. Now, what this is once you've got everything established, you need to create your pages for search engines. And when I say search engines, we need to create a page so that when the visitor, he's typed in whatever he's typed in, the page is going to actually offer that solution the second he arrives. So problems and solutions, the problem is a keyword or a key phrase, and they ask the search engine for that solution. So which one will they choose and why? Here's an example. Yeah, I want to show this is a very important bit. We're going to whiz over this. Look at this. This is brilliant. Now, this is heat tracking software, eye tracking software. It shows the importance of keywords or key phrases within your website. Now, if you look at this, this is somebody obviously wants to go on a diet, because they're at this FlexPoint website. Now, this is where they're drawn to the second they land on the web page. Now, look at this, because they're actually keywords and key phrases. They're looking at the brand or the label, Weight Watchers. Yeah, I can trust them. Lose weight, FlexPoints. You know, it's just brilliant, absolutely brilliant stuff, that. Again, here's another one. Joy Lost. Look at that, where they've looked there. That's where somebody sat there and stared at that as soon as they've gone on the website. You see the importance of getting your keywords and key phrases right and optimising your pages for it. This was for improving golf swings, this one. Now, if somebody typed that in, improve golf swing, does that answer how he can improve his golf swing? Well, the obvious answer is no, because he doesn't want to go to rehab because he plays golf, does he? Well, that's a fact. The second one, again, it was the same key phrase, best-selling golf training aid ever. Does it answer his search question? The answer is obvious, it's no. Just remember, you're going to be getting all these notes for download later, so you'll be able to go through it if you want to. Again, principles are saying there was nothing there. Now, this was a search-driven page, direct response page. This guy's got hundreds of pages on this website. The guy's typed in that thing for the golf. You can drop 6 strokes. Add yards. Accuracy in just 2 hours. Shortens the time. I don't want to do it over 6 weeks. I want to do it straight away. Works like magic. See that? So it's very important that when you get your business done, you optimise your page so that when they land straight away, they're going to be able to go straight into the product you're offering. So the 5 things to remember are, I'm in a hurry. Somebody on the web's in a hurry. They're always in a rush. Show me what I want right now. Don't waste my time. I'm not willing to wait for answers. I'm out of here and I'm back to Google. If you don't make your page search driven, you've lost it. So just remember, there's a few things I want to cover again for you. You've got to give the eye what the eye is used to. Don't try and do something very, very different with your web pages when you're optimizing. The readability has to be for ease and for speed. Your sub heads have to have continuity. They have to flow. Storyboarding, make it real conversational copy as if you're talking to one individual. Audio video brings people closer to you. Works brilliant. Prove it as often as you can. So lots and lots of proof. And again, just you don't have to learn this stuff. Just copy what successful websites are doing. It's as simple as that. But it also means some examples. See, that's what we're on about, the sales letter example. Again, you just copy these examples. Just copy them. Just copy them. So here's the basics of a good sales page. It's not rocket science, it's just what we did on the front page session. Exactly the same. Nothing new, nothing amazing. The copy should be as long as it should be. It's as simple as that. Again, look at that one. They've got everything there. They've got a picture, they've got audio, they've got the figures, they've got the actual real person. You see how that's going to get read? If they don't want to read it, they'll just listen to it. These are all videos on a web page. It's dead simple. It's not hard. So what I want to do is I want to show you really that a little bit of proof that I do know what I'm talking about, because anyone can stand up here and pretend to be some world internet expert. And believe me, there's some world internet experts, not here, they're not really experts. You know why? Because you don't have to be an expert to do this stuff. You just listen to what's being taught and you apply it. It's that simple. Now, this was somebody who paid me $5,000 for 6 hours. And it's just a testimonial. Yeah, was it value? Yeah, value. Here's another one. This is Big John Kappa from Melbourne. He flew me down to Melbourne, put me up in a 5-star hotel, and we did the business, and he's done brilliant since, doing well. We've got this one here. This is Victoria. She's currently building her brand and her business online. Got a really good niche business, and then what they're doing is they're building a business system for businesses so that people can get real-life one-on-one coaching with their business owners. But we're building a big back-end product for them as well, so that's looking pretty good. The kind of fees I normally charge are, usually I don't do anything less than $5,000, because to be quite honest with you, I want commitment from people. So I just don't do it. And I can be selective anyway, so it's no big deal. I'm just taking you through this just to show that I know what I'm doing. And then all this stuff, again, is on my website, just to cross-check or whatever. Sales letter, anything between 5 and 15 plus, easily, up to 25. Web page, 5. Again. If you wanted to hire me for a month, that's how much it'll cost. And I'm not embarrassed about showing that, because I know that when I work with people, they quite happily, quite easily, get a return on their investment. So it's no big deal to me showing those kind of figures. So, John had his website on eBay for a couple of years. His website for a couple of years never sold a thing. Since spending 6 hours with him, he's now sold hundreds of products via eBay. Plus, we've got two big projects which we're building as well. One client of mine in Lancashire in England sold 18 Audi TT Roadsters in a month. Never sold a thing from a website before. J. Abram Group took just under $200,000 in one day after I changed the headline for some work that they were doing for an event. Doubled the business of one business owner in Dubai. Her name's Rebecca. She doubled her business in 8 weeks from $8,000 to $16,000. And one very famous test, famously very recently, or whatever it says, increased the response rate of one web page, which the report is in your manual, I think, or it's for download, and it increased the response rate by 4,000%. Wouldn't you be happy if you increased your business this year by 50%? 4,000%. I mean, it shocked me, to be honest. Currently, I don't take any new clients, partners. I just work with partners and do my own projects. So I do look for partners, but partners tend to ask me, which is nice. So, of course, the salesman in us all, I've got offers for you. I don't care if you take my offer. That's entirely up to you. I want to show you an offer that I've put together for you anyway. In January this year, myself and one of my partners, Brett McFall, we did the Advertising Masterclass. What's the difference between the Advertising Masterclass and the Ad Camp? This is for people, well, you can use it for building your business. This is for people who want to make money copywriting. But copywriting, with any business, you need to know what to do. It's as simple as that, to make some money. One of the guys that attended that flew from Sydney, Australia, Stephen Georgelis. Maybe you've seen him on our website. You've seen pictures of him. We've got an audio interview of him. We're going to do a film interview of him. He took 35,000 within 8 weeks of attending the masterclass. 35 grand. Now, we're talking about a kid here who just finished his exams at university. 22. I mean, that is pretty powerful stuff. What is the Advertising Masterclass? It's 20 hours live of myself and Brett doing a back-to-back copywriting, marketing, advertising, offline, online, newspaper ads, sales letters. But we're not just showing people. We break down the thinking process to actually do this stuff so it actually produces results. It actually produces real results. 20 hours non-stop DVD. DVD series, CD series, bonus DVD with Ed Dale doing some revealing stuff when we had the dinner. We did this in a 300-year-old country house in Cheshire. It was so cool. It was really, really nice. So the bonuses we're going to throw in with that, we're going to throw in a free upgrade. We're doing a second masterclass in Canada. There's going to be some new stuff added to that one on September the 24th, I think it is, 25th, 26th. You automatically get the free upgrade with the new discs. And any other new information that's in there at the time, you get them as well. You get the 12-month telephone email access support to Brett only. So you get all the support, all the usual stuff. So in other words, if you've written an ad, you're not quite sure if it's going to be right, you email the ad to us and we check over it. Simple as that. Because it doesn't take us a great deal amount of time. And the results we've had so far have been so brilliant. I mean, one of the young kids we did, he did some work for Tony Robbins and he got a couple of grand straight away. You're talking about a young street kid here. It was just absolutely amazing. So critiques, again, whiz them over. We'll sort them out for you. We're going to give you 1,000. The masterclass in Canada is just under £5,000. That's what we charge. We're going to give you £1,000 if you want to come to Canada and join us. It's there for you. Not only that, we're going to give you free accommodation. It's in the Rockies. It's going to be very, very special. We've got everything there. It's going to be absolutely wonderfully unique. Plus, we're putting in a third day, which we didn't do in the one in January, which is a bonus. And we're going to invite some mystery superstars. We've got 4 or 5 who are going to come and show people how to actually build business, actually get the first client, actually make profit from the day that they leave. So it's going to be pretty special, really. We've not launched this product yet. I have to tell you that. We've not launched it yet. And I think Brett's had an email to tell us it's nearly ready. But it's going to be the most expensive advertising copywriting course on the market. We meant it to be that way because it is pretty special and we've revealed everything in it. The normal price is, because we're doing this in dollars, is $4,500 in dollars. So it's around $2,500 UK. But just for this weekend, we're going to do it for $1,697, which is pathetically low. But that's what Brett told me to do. So if you want to take advantage of that, that's pretty cool. And you can come with us over to Canada. And, you know, we're going to have a great time over in the Rockies in September. But you have to pay for your own flight, of course. So there's one thing I always do at seminars. Some people don't like it, but some people always take it up. Last time I had to turn down a couple of people because they wanted it. It may sound a little outrageous, but I always do it, and don't make any difference to me. whether anybody says yes or no. And it is my big offer. One only. Only do one of these. I've not got the time. I've not got the energy. I don't have the inclination to do half a dozen of these. I don't want half a dozen. I only want one. It's entirely up to you lot. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to spend a month with you. Now in that month, you won't see me. We'll talk on the phone, we'll do it via email, but you get a month with me. So you buy me for a month. Web copy, sales letters, email, cover absolutely everything. You owe me for 1 month? You're going to buy my time for 1 month. You pay me 5% of your increased profits, because I'm pretty confident I can double most people's businesses. Just pay me 5% of the increased profits over the next 12 months. I think that's fair. Results and figures to be pre-agreed after a consultation after this event. I think that's fair. Because I don't want to make promises, because, to be quite frank, you might not be the type of person I work with. And I might not be the type of person you want to work with anyway. So, Alan, what are you going on about? Before I tell you what I'm going on about, let me tell you the end of that story. Let's build you up for this big offer. So, could I have the lights down a bit, please? So, lights. Eddie, come on, man. Wow. So, how's this young Scottish immigrant doing? How's he doing? 1970, moved to the UK. His dad became a prison officer. Which wasn't bad, actually, for somebody who had nothing. It was a good job. But his dad slogged his guts out for a pension. His mum trained as a nurse, working in the local hospital. But the one thing my mum and dad always told us was that you do have to work hard to get what you want. But they still told us about pensions, still told us about good jobs, they still told us about education. But you know, as much as I love my mum and dad, the one thing they never actually realised was that what they were doing is they were filtering their children into a system designed to bleed them dry. It's designed to actually suck the life out of you. Do you agree? So you get people who work all the life, and some don't even get to 65 after putting all that money away for a pension. They don't even make it. They just drop dead. Because you're doing ridiculous hours every week. You're under absolutely immense pressure to get the job done. And it's just a killer. And if that's the position that you're in now, I know how you feel, because I've been there. Because before we sold our last hairdressing salon, just last February, I nearly had a breakdown. That's how bad it was. It was an absolute complete nightmare. I've got a brother who's a multimillionaire. I've got another brother who works for his pension. You see how tough life is? I've been there. I'm just that little kid from Edinburgh, from the fishing village of Leith, where the Royal Yacht Britannia is now parked. I'm nobody special. I didn't even take an exam at school. Didn't take one exam. 15, I walked out of school because I hated it. But I'm doing okay now. And the next few years, I'll be doing better. And I've planned where I'm going. I know what I'm doing. I've got to look after my 4 kids. But I don't want to drop dead just before I retire. Suddenly, I'm flying on an Emirates flight going to Australia. And I'm pinching myself thinking, Alan, what are you doing? A few months ago, I was just cutting hair. What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? What are you doing in your life this very minute? Can you do something that is a catalyst for your business and your life that can change the way you think, the way you feel about your outlook? Forget pensions, forget mortgages, but don't quote me if it all goes horribly wrong. Because ultimately, you have to control your own life or you let the system control it. It's as simple as that. You either stay on that conveyor belt till the day you drop dead and they're hammering down those nails, or you jump right off right now and you do something different. The real Adi Filith, he's done it. You can do it as well. Do you want to know what the big offer is? If anybody would like to hire me for 1 month for $50,000, you can. But we need to speak after this session. Don't take clients on, and I take this very, very seriously. I don't take everybody who approaches me, I'm telling you that right now. If anybody's going to approach me, that is entirely up to you. So that's the big price. Kate at the back is going to be standing there with £100 in hand. There's only £100. If you want the deal, you go up to Kate, take the £100, and you give her your details. You don't take the £100 unless you pay me £5,000 deposit today, and then we'll agree on terms for the rest. But it must be paid within 30 days. Must be. Preferably by the end of the session. But I guarantee I will over-deliver and over-deliver and over-deliver, because I always do. So, if you're interested, or you're interested in the masterclass, so guys, it's been a killer, absolutely killer. You know, it's just been brilliant so far, because we struggled last year a little bit because it was so new. And next year is going to be absolutely amazing. I appreciate your time. I really honestly hope that you do something with this information. And I want you to know I'm going to be here till Sunday, obviously. And, you know, come and speak to me about anything you want, any aspects that we've covered. And I just want to say thank you to everyone just for taking the time and having the patience to listen to me. Thanks, everyone.
We're going to take it.